वर्स नंबर 37। कस्माच्चते नन्न मेरन् महात्मन् गरीयसे ब्रह्मणोऽप्यादिकर्त्रे अनन्तदेवेश जगन्निवास त्वमक्षरं सदसत्तत्परं यत। सो नाउ Arjuna इज नाउ कंटिन्यूइंग हिज प्रेज ऑफ द लॉर्ड. Praise does not mean that it's not that the Lord needs praise. You know, they say, oh, why does God always need us to praise Him? You know, why do they say this praise of the God is... It's not the Lord does not need praise. He's all perfect. He's all complete. Whether we remember Him or not, it's not that, oh, why does He want us to chant Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, all that. Does Shiva get happy if I chant? No, it's not that Shiva or Krishna or the Almighty Brahman needs us to remember Him. It's by remembering Him, adoring Him, praying to Him, it purifies our mind. It makes us more better people. It makes us better individuals. So that is the idea to praise the Lord. Not that He needs to be praised, or He's not like a politician that if you go praise Him, He'll give you the contract. That's not it. By praising Him, you will benefit. That is the reason. So He says, Kasmat Cha tena nameran mahatman. And why should they not all prostrate to you? Remember, I, in the last line, it says, sarve namasyanti cha siddha sangaha. All the wise sages are prostrating to you. He says, why should they not? Kasmat cha tena nameran. O mahatman, O divine great soul, O mahatma, the greatest of all, it is natural that they should all bow down to you, and I am also bowing down to you. In fact, until now, Arjuna used to think that Krishna is his charioteer, he is my chauffeur. So he said, theek hai, if somebody is your chauffeur, is your employee, how you would treat him? So he didn't have that much. And then secondly, Krishna had been his childhood friend, and he was the king and Krishna was not the king. So then suddenly when he sees this divine form, then he bows down in adoration. So he says, we should all bow down to you, O Mahatman. Why? Here are some of the qualities which I have translated. Gariyase, you are the greatest. Brahmana api adi kartre, and you are beyond even Brahmaji. Brahmaji, the creator. You are the creator, Kartre. You are the creator of Brahma Api also. And Adi means you are before Brahmaji. You are before the creator, and you are the one who created the creator of the universe. Ananta, you are infinite. Devesha, you are the lord of all the devas, all the gods, the celestial powers. Jagan Nivasa, you are the abode of the whole universe. The whole universe is in you. I think I forgot to write that. Tvamaksharam, and you are imperishable. So here after Lord, you can say the abode of the universe. Aksharam, sad asad tat param yat. Sad asad tat param. You are beyond sat and asat. You are beyond everything. So let us spend a little bit, couple of minutes on each quality of the Lord. Gariyase, the greatest. I don't think I need to talk much about that. Everybody will agree. This is a spiritual class, so nobody will say that somebody is greater than the Lord. And we don't need much explanation or much commentary on that. Because as we know, the whole universe is His creation. We are all His creation. So Gariyase. Brahmana, Brahma api adi kartre. You are before Brahmaji, and that's what it says, that the consciousness Brahman alone was what they call as Father in heaven, or what they call as Allah. And that consciousness Brahman, what is called as Brahman in the Upanishads, alone was. And it is the formless, imperishable, unchanging reality which has no fluctuations. And when that consciousness decided to become many and decided to create, then He created Brahmaji. So Brahmaji was the creator, And then this consciousness created air, space, fire, water, earth. And then Brahmaji then created the whole universe. And or the way I was thinking about an example like the pot maker. Now the pot maker is making pots one after the other. He's creating pots as required. You know, small pots, big pots, colored pots. And then as the pots break, the demand arises. So he makes more and more, and he makes more and more every day. He's creating. Now he's making pots, but is he creating the mud from which the pot is made? No, the mud was already provided by the Lord. All he did was put the mud together, shaped it and heated it in the oven and colored it and produced the pot. So similarly, Brahmaji, even though we revere him as the creator, but Brahmaji was also created by this consciousness who was before Brahmaji, Adi, and then the raw material for creation, air, space, fire, water, earth, was already there. And then Brahmaji came and he put all of them together. That's why all of us are made of the five elements, air, space, fire, water, earth. Earth, of course, is the human body. Water, you know, they say we are 80% water. Air, you know, because there's air circulating in every cell of the body, you know, that's why the cells are alive. That's why this constant exchange of oxygen goes on. And then there is a fire, there is heat, because if the heat was not there, we wouldn't be able to maintain the temperature of 98.6. Even if it is 0 degrees freezing outside, the body is able to maintain the temperature because of the inner heat. And then space, you know, there is space everywhere, you know, between the cells and some people in our head also we have space, but space is there everywhere. So we are all made up of the five elements. So that's why he says Brahmaji took the five elements and created us. And then it is infinite, ananta. Ananta means there is no end. Ant nahi hai jiska. It means there is no end. There is not only end in, no end in space, but there is no end in time. There is no part even beyond space. There is no place where the God is not, and he extends. You cannot even fathom. Nobody can reach. Nobody can think about it. And also in time, they say, okay, when was God first born? You know, children always ask, you know, everything else was born. Why was God not born? And who created God? And all these questions. If somebody created God, then that person had to be more powerful than God. Then who created him? So ad infinitum. Finally, you come to the end. Okay, there was one intelligent consciousness who intelligently created the universe. So he is infinite in space, he is infinite in time. Ananta Dev Esha, he is the Lord of all the Devas. Devas are the celestial forces, you know, the gods. Like here also we see all the gods and goddesses there, you know, the whether it's the god of wind, the Vayu Devta, or Agni, the god of fire, or Varuna, the god of the oceans, or Surya Devta, the god of the sun. So all these gods were created by you. So the idea being that just as there is a president, after he gets elected, he appoints Secretary of Defense, Secretary of, you know, Home, or the Secretary of State, Secretary of Education, Secretary of Health. So all these ministers or these different departments are given to different people who then run the department, and then they report back to the president from time to time. He does not interfere in the day-to-day running, but say there is a major problem in the Department of State, or there was a major, say the problem happened in Libya where the ambassador was shot. Now it's something that Secretary of State will be sent there, but then the president will spend all his time and energy in trying to solve that. But in the day-to-day running of how the embassies are going, he's not going to be involved. So similarly, this consciousness called Brahman appoints all these different devas, these different gods who are given departments. Okay, you keep running the sun. You make sure the sun rises every day, and you make sure the temperature of the sun is maintained so that the creation is sustained. Make sure the oceans are maintained, the wind, and you know all that, the seasons. Indra is given the job of rain. So he says, you are the Lord of all the Devas. Devas, also I have talked here before, means the sense organs. The eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin are said to be the devas which illumine, just as the devas illumine the various powers. So similarly, the eyes see the sights, the ears illumine the sounds, the tongue, the taste, and so on. And it is the consciousness which is Devesha, which is the lord of the devas. Then it is said Jagannivas. This is Swamiji in his tape gives a very beautiful description. It takes a little while, but I'll try to cover it. So he says, like you say, the whole world is in the Lord. You know, Jagannivas. Nivas means the home, the abode. That's why in India they have names like Sunita Nivas and, you know, Shanti Nivas and all that, means that's the home. So Jagannivas. Jagat means the whole universe, the whole changing worlds of objects, emotions and thoughts. Not only objects that you can see, but all emotions, all thoughts, and the worlds of above and below, the 14 universes. So he says, like, suppose, you know, forget about the, we have billions and millions of solar system. Don't even talk about that. Just talk about our solar system, the sun and 9 planets. Okay, we're talking about that alone. So suppose this wall that you, the wall there on that side is the our solar system, the sun and the 9 planets. Now that much. Now how big you think would be the earth? How big? Suppose in that wall was the solar system, the sun with the 9 planets, the earth would be a dot. Would really be a dot, because from earth to the sun, earth is only 10,000 miles wide. Now the distance to the sun is 93 million miles. And then beyond the earth, there's another much bigger distance to the furthest planet, is hundreds of millions of miles. So imagine all these millions and millions of, how small is 10,000 miles? Is just a dot. So in this solar system, the earth is one dot. Okay. Now in that dot, there are 7 continents. Okay. And out of that 7 continents, one is North America. Okay. And now in that dot, which is North America, you remove Canada, which is bigger than US, remove Mexico, so we are left with the US. One, in that one little dot, that one little US. Huh? Tinier dot. And in that tinier dot is California, one out of 50 states. And then out of that, how big is Bakersfield in the whole of California? It's considered to be a very small town, right? They don't even consider it a city. Okay, so that little Bakersfield, in that little, and in that Bakersfield, there's 300,000 people. I am one of them. And in that, there are thousands of buildings, and there is one building called Chinmaya Mission in Bakersfield. So I am sitting in that chair, in that one chair, among 300,000 people, which is a dot, smaller than a dot. So what am I? And I think, you know, me, my wife, my children, I am the greatest. I do so much. And I have so much money. And I have so much. And we start, you know, get so full of ego. But when you think about it, it immediately makes you feel how insignificant we are. When the earth is, and this is only one solar system. There are billions of solar systems. You can't even count them. Even scientists, even the most powerful. So the idea is that, why should we have ego about doing anything or accomplishing anything? It does not mean that you think I'm worthless. That's not it. Whatever I'm doing, it's the Lord that is doing it. Just be grateful and be thankful and always remember the Lord and always. And then you do that, that's why he says, Nivastishyasi mayeva ata urdvam na samshay. Then you shall live with me and you shall become one with me. It's like the drop. If you drop things, I'm a tiny little drop, raindrop. Can't do anything, but when the raindrop merges into the ocean and becomes one with the ocean, he says, I am the ocean. I'm so happy. So that is the idea, that we are all just little raindrops who have separated from the ocean, but when we fall back and merge, then you realize how vast we are. So that is the idea. Jagannivas means the whole universe is a tiny little dot. Swami Chinmayananda says the entire universe, all the 14 worlds is like a little papadam, like a little papad in the hand of the Lord. That's how small it is compared to the vastness of Brahman. Even the entire universe is just a small little drop or a small little dot. This is Jagan Nivas. So you are the abode of the Jagat. The entire world of 14 worlds of objects, emotions and thoughts. Tvamaksharam, you are imperishable. Nothing, as we all know, you know, we have talked about that. In this changing world, where everything is changing, everything is perishing, people are coming and going, ideas are changing, thoughts are changing, emotions are changing, my desires are changing, the world of objects, emotions and thoughts is changing, the perceiver, feeler and thinker, the ego is changing. You know, what I thought, you know, 10 years ago, I don't think anymore. I used to have a poor image about myself. I have a better image or worse image. But I, that consciousness, is imperishable. That's why he says, Aksharam. That was there even when I was 3 or 4. If you think back, you know, if you remember something about your age at 4 and 5, and then you were a youth and went through all the foolishness and then all the, hopefully, little bit of sense we have by now. So that consciousness is always the same, ever present, but imperishable, unchanging. Avyayam, it's also called avyayam, means unchanging. Sat, asat, tat param yat. This one takes a little explanation. He says you are beyond sat and asat. Now sat and asat itself has certain meaning, and then sat and asat also is symbolic. So first is that sat means which exists. Asat means which does not exist. Sat also, Swamiji in his commentary says, that which is manifest, and asat means that which is unmanifest. So like manifest means, okay, this body, mind and intellect is manifest. I know my body, I know my emotions, I know my ideas, I know my thoughts. But then there are certain vasanas or tendencies which are unmanifest, which have not yet manifested. Like I may have a desire to do something or know something. Like suddenly a person at age 50 will quit medical school and go to law school. So why? He said, well, I always wanted to be a lawyer, but my parents forced me to medical school. Indian parents do that a lot. So... He says, my parents forced me to become a doctor, but I wanted to become a lawyer or an artist or an engineer or you know, some architect. Or I just wanted to, you know, paint. So this desire was unmanifest in the child. And then when the moment, right moment came, when the no longer the parents were pressuring, then he said, okay, now I'm going to now practice my art. I'm going to travel all over the world and just paint. Forget about medicine and forget about patients. Forget about all my house, I'm just going. So vasanas are our unmanifest tendencies, which may appear later on and appear as actions. So he says the visible body and the unmanifest are both that Lord, but he's beyond that. Even when this body was not there, even when the desires were not there, he was there. So he's beyond manifest and unmanifest. He's beyond real and imagined. Like now, real, you know, human beings have a particular shape, but somebody wants to draw a picture. He's angry at his teacher, so he draws his teacher with the horns and with the tail. You know, and he'll put that picture on the board. Now that is imagined. The teacher doesn't have horns, doesn't have tail, but that is his imagination. So what is real and what is imagined? You are both. And you are beyond it. The other meaning of this is that all concepts you are. Like there is a concept of something exists and something doesn't exist. Something I know, something I don't know. Like I can say I know English, but I don't know Russian. I don't know Hungarian. So the fact that I know English and the fact that I do not know Hungarian is known to me. So the consciousness is aware of my knowledge and aware of the ignorance. The fact that I do not know, that also is known to the consciousness. Like the example they give that when you see something in the, you know, when there is a light, you know, you say, okay, I see the light. But then somebody switches off the room and it is pitch dark. And they say, are you there in the dark room? Are you there? He said, no, I don't know yet. Let me put off the light. Let me put on the light so I can see if I'm there or not. You don't have to say that. You say, I am here. But even if there is pitch black, you can't see anything. You still know I am here. even if it's dark or whether it is light. That's why in the Purush Suktam it says, Vedaham etam purusham mahantam aditya varnam tamasav parasta. So he says this Purusha, this Mahan Purusha, this consciousness is of the nature of Aditya, of the nature of sun, brilliant like the sun, which means all the lights are in. That's why when you see the sun or the moon or even this light, I try to remember the Lord, that it is the Lord's grace because of which all the lights are lit. Aditya Varnan Tamasav Parastad, but it is beyond darkness. Why does it say that the light is known to the consciousness and the darkness is known? So it is beyond light, beyond darkness, beyond good and bad, beyond evil and just, beyond. So all the dualities that you see manifest and unmanifest, joy and sorrow, all of them are known to that one consciousness who actually is beyond it. Swamiji in his commentary talks about the light, that there is a light in the theater and the movie is going on and the movie has, you know, good and bad actions. You know, there's a villain, there's a hero, there's a good and a bad. But that light that is illumining remains the same. The light doesn't say, I'm going to put more light on the hero because he's nice, and don't put enough light on the villain because he's a crook. The light says, I illumine all equally. So that, and then the light is also beyond it, which means after the movie ends and the hero and hero met with a heroine and they got married and the villain ended up in jail, and the light remains the same, is unaffected. Whether the hero wins or the villain wins, the light remains unaffected. And it's beyond both, beyond good and evil. So that's what it says. This consciousness is sat, asat, tat, param, yat. It is beyond sat and asat, beyond. That's why this particular verse is so nice, because it talks about the qualities of this infinite Brahman that he is visualizing. What has happened is he has seen the Lord, but now he's coming out with this beautiful poetry which is spontaneously pouring out of him. So these next few verses are nice, so we'll spend some time talking about them. Any comments? Anybody has anything about these? So that means there is a bar of gold that is unmanifest, right? That has no form. And then the jeweler sits, says, okay, now I need to make a ring. Mm-hmm. So from that bar of gold, he makes a ring. Then he makes a necklace. And then he makes a bracelet. And then somebody takes a bracelet and puts it in the ear. And it becomes a earring. So whether he makes a bracelet or a ring or a earring or a necklace, that the unmanifest form of gold appeared as the manifest form, which is necklace. And then when it's you don't need that necklace anymore, so you take it to the jeweler and say, okay, give me the money for this gold and I want to buy a better necklace. So then he melts it into gold and then he creates another. So the unmanifest is the block of gold is unmanifest and all the ornaments are the manifest. So both the manifest and the unmanifest are nothing but that one gold, and the gold pervades beyond it. Because gold is not only limited to what you can see. There is so much gold in the hills, you know, like they say in the, so much gold in them hills. They talk about California. So there is, all the universe is gold. There is so much more gold, and it is that. And you're even beyond all that. There is some gold we have, some gold we don't know about. We haven't discovered in South Africa and all the places. And then all, the entire universe. In fact, they said they found a planet that is totally made of diamonds. I don't know if you read about that in the paper. Yeah, they said there's one planet, but it's like several trillion miles away. It'll take you like maybe a few million years to travel. But if you can reach there, you can have all the diamond you want, because the entire planet is made of diamonds. Really, they found that recently in some far galaxy. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. So there are diamonds that we know about and there are diamonds that we know. So manifest and unmanifest. And then there is beyond that. So he's beyond that. That's why, yes. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Makaschid Dukkha Bhagbhavet,
ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम।